Welcome back. Wow, this is a busy show, but every guest is a good guest. And I know, I am confident in saying that about my next guest, Anna Palermo, because she's been a guest on this show before. How long ago was that? Like 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
Yeah, I think so. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? More to the point, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
You hear her voice? You hear her voice? That is not a Southern accent. This woman is from Savannah, Georgia. We will talk a little about your background, which I found fascinating. And if you recall the interview, it probably totally slipped your mind. Anything about it, I'm trusting my memory here, folks, to make sure I don't have Alzheimer's, that you first auditioned, you wanted to be an Annie.
Yeah.
That's kind of, Anna, what kicked off your career. You were 10.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And you didn't get the part. You got to play another one of the orphans, right?
Yes. I was in the running, but I didn't get it. So.
Well, maybe that's because, and I do remember this, that I remember asking, well, what did you sing for the Annie audition? And you sang When the Saints Come Marching In.
Yes, I did. That was my stepdad's idea.
But also, that is what, at a very early age, that is, whether it was the applause of the audience or the thrill of being on stage or the excitement of hearing your own voice, that's what really did kind of hook you on the life you have led.
Mm-hmm. I think it's the thrill of being on stage and being able to share something and move an audience and have them connect.
What you're sharing is, if I'm not being too philosophical about it, what you're sharing is your own personal joy
of
singing. Is that being too, is that overly romanticizing it, do you think?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm a romantic, so I don't mind.
why did you ever have a Southern accent?
Not really. I don't think so. You'd have to ask my mom. She has a Southern accent, and she's from Pittsburgh.
Interesting.
I don't know what happened there.
You knew, though, from that early age that you had not just the desire to pursue music, but a talent for it, too.
Mm-hmm. And I loved it. I just always felt like I was in the right place. It just always feels right being on stage.
And that's why you went to college and pursued a degree. Again, I'm trusting my shady memory. In musical theater.
Correct.
Where did you go to college?
Boston Conservatory.
Was that your first choice, or was there Juilliard?
It was my second choice. I wanted to go to Carnegie Mellon. That was my first choice.
What I also remember is that your stepfather and mother were absolutely supportive, you know, because it's a tough thing.
Yeah.
I think you have two young kids, and we'll talk about them in a while. But to hear a kid say, well, I think I'm going to be a musical theater star. It's like saying, yeah. I'm going to play for an NBA basketball team. You sort of want to give them a swift reality kick.
Yes.
But your parents were supportive all the way, yes?
Completely.
Even when, didn't you leave high school your senior year?
I did. I moved to Greenville, South Carolina to live with my voice teacher and to study at Greenville Fine Arts Center.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
And you wanted to be basically on Broadway. Who were your idols and influences during those college years?
Let's see. I would have to say, well, I don't know that I had one significant person, but I just loved going to the theater and just taking everything in.
Yeah.
It's always fueled me. When I see someone up there, it just, I'm in awe. I'm like, how do they do that? I'm like, how do I do that?
But do you ever sort of telescope? Do you ever sort of say to the point where you can see yourself up on that stage doing that? I think that's one of the things that that fuels you.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Interesting. Interesting. All right, we're going to get her out of college. You got out of college. get married, moved to Hoboken, and then, as someone who is auditioning for Broadway shows and finding that whole routine kind of, if not humiliating, kind of harsh, didn't you? The rejection.
It's harsh.
Give me an example of a typical audition. You are there with 50 other people.
More than, because I didn't have an... I kind of was talking with an agent, but I wasn't signed with anybody. But I would go to these huge open calls, and there would be, I don't know, 200 to 400 people.
No way, really?
You're sitting in a room. It's very crowded. People are just, you know, oh, I know, name dropping, just trying. There are a lot of mind games that go on in those rooms sometimes.
Yeah.
So,
and it's unattractive and unpleasant. Yes.
It is. It is. So I don't miss that.
Well, but you decided to, as any, I mean, the cliche job for an aspiring actor or musician is to become a waiter or waitress, and you were not interested in that.
No, I did that in college. I decided I'd like to do something healthier, so personal training, teaching yoga.
And that was a sort of easy move for you because you had studied a lot of dance?
Yes.
So how does one become a personal trainer in Hoboken, Frank Sinatra's hometown?
Well, I went in and interviewed with my boss, Lewis, and he just gave me an anatomy quiz, and I passed. And then I got my certifications, and then it just grew from there.
And you were successful at it, were you not?
Yeah, I still am. That's my day job.
Did you start your own studio in Hoboken?
Yes, I had my own studio in Hoboken.
Wow.
Yeah.
The other interesting thing, when did you come to Chicago? What year was that? Because I know you were in
2006,
And here... Your grandmother was a jazz singer who performed in Chicago.
Yes.
And that's one of the reasons I think you were so taken with Chicago, among many reasons. We got to hear some news, and then you will hear Anna Palermo sing. You can also see and hear her sing at Steppenwolf this coming Friday at 8 p.m. It's a big concert for you.
Yes.
This is a good big venue for you.
It is.
Does not seem nervous at all. So please stay tuned. I'll try to make her as nervous as I can possibly do. Welcome back. I am with Anna Palermo until 11 o'clock. We will both leave here, and she and her friend with cheesecake, courtesy of Mark and Maureen Schulman. Aubrey Mumpower's had his. Ben Anderson's had his. This Friday night at 8 o'clock, as part of the Steppenwolf Theater's Lookout series, Anna Palermo will be singing there, accompanied by the one and only Becky Menzi, one of the most talented cabaret performers I have ever known. Remind me how you and Becky got together. Oh, no, you don't have to remind me.
Do you know? Do you remember?
You came back to Chicago. You wanted to sort of immerse yourself in this scene because your grandmother used to be a jazz singer here. I find that so interesting. You went to... an open mic. You had a couple kids.
Yes.
You had a couple kids. Luca and...
Beck.
Beth.
Beck.
Beck. Beck.
Yes.
After the performer?
Beck. No, it's spelled B-E-K-K. A little different.
That is very different.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, after Luca was one, you said to yourself, I need to sing again. I mean, you really did stop and were a hands-on stay-at-home mom.
Yeah, I took some time off.
And you started, you didn't really know how to go about doing that because you didn't know the scene here.
No.
You went to Monday Night Live at Pettirino's, started by the aforementioned Becky Menzi and Denise McGowan Tracy.
Yes.
And the first time you went, it's a Monday night at Pettirino's at the corner of Randolph and Dearborn. They have a kind of the ultimate open mic.
That's great.
Did you sing the first night you went?
I did.
Were you by yourself?
No, I had a couple of friends there for support.
Yeah, I'll bet.
I needed it.
Because one of the things about that Monday night at Pederino's, it's not, you know, the guy who's had eight bourbons at the bar getting up and singing. It's a lot of people who have an off night from the shows that are in town. There are a lot of pros there because Becky and Denise know a lot of pros. So it can be kind of intimidating. What did you sing?
I love a piano.
And Becky accompanied you on her piano.
She did.
And is that's how you obviously first met her.
That's how we met. And she's been a wonderful friend and a wonderful mentor.
What did you tell her? I mean, you obviously, I've heard you sing. You have a great voice.
Thank you.
I suppose Becky said, hey, you're a good singer. Where have you been all my life? Kind of, right?
I don't know if she said that, but... she said that. She started kind of pushing me a little bit. I started coaching with her, and she's like, well, what do you want to do? And I said, Becky, I just want to sing.
Yeah.
I just want to sing. That's all I want to do. And so after a while, she finally said, you know, do you want to do a show? I said, sure.
And was that's that Davenport's?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's when you were on, but that was about 2.5 years ago, I think. I
my first show, I want to say, was about 4 years ago. So Powerful Women, that was my third show at Davenport's, and now we're bringing it to Steppenwolf with a couple of changes.
What is the gist of it? What is the theme of Powerful Women?
It's basically, I take a couple of, you know, women who are empowering, who have been... you know, great role models. And I just look at their lives and, you know, is vulnerability strength?
Yeah.
So that's pretty much the premise of it.
Yeah. Do you talk between songs?
Or? I do. And
so it is a kind of, I mean, it's appropriate then, not only would be appropriate for anywhere, but it's appropriate for Steppenwolf because it is a kind of, yeah, spoken word, speaking, singing show featuring the music of who?
I have lots of different music. I have a Jimmy Van Heusen tune and some pop stuff, some little bit of Tina Turner with some Big Spender thrown in there.
Oh,
so
nice.
So kind of an eclectic set list.
Let's hear. I've teased you long enough. I have three cuts here. Of Anna Palermo's singing. I will allow, because it's like her show, her to pick the song. You can hear Turn Me On, Take Me Home. You can hear Son of a Preacher Man. Or you can hear The Look of Love. Anna Palermo, what would you like to hear?
Let's listen to Preacher Man.
Producer Ben Anderson will let you hear that right now.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they'd gather around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Through the backyard we'd go walking, and then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. Being good isn't always easy, no matter how hard I try. When he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can't get away again tonight. The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. From me on the sly, taking time to make time, telling me that he's all mine, learning from each other's knowing, looking to see how much we've grown. The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. He was.
That was Anna Palermo singing Son of a Preacher Man in a, what I find, a marvelously musical, theatrical fashion.
Thank
Is
you.
Is that a compliment?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. You do, you've heard a lot of other singers in this town by now. I mean, you've sort of scoped out the scene. You know, I think and hope that you could make it as a cabaret singer in Chicago. The problem being there aren't enough cabarets.
That's true.
One of the problems. So you still are a personal trainer. This is how you make a living.
Yes.
Basically.
Yes.
Do you have your own studio here?
No, I work at a gym, and then I also see clients in home, and I go to office buildings. So I'm kind of all over the place.
What gym in Chicago, for
East
those
Bank
who are
Club.
Members? Oh, the rarefied East Bank. I remember when they built the East Bank Club. And you do private stuff.
Yes.
And you have two kids you got to take care of, too, don't
yes.
you?
Yes.
How old are they now?
6 and 9.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Those are very
active. My little guy, I was just on my way here. He asked me to sing one of the songs I'm singing in the show. He wanted to sing something. So I had him on speaker, and we're singing a Carrie Underwood tune. He was so cute.
You think you're not going to make Luca get in the show business, are you?
If he wants to.
See, that's what... Is your stepfather and mother still alive?
My mother is.
What does she make of your career? Is she pleased?
I believe so. She was just at my performance this afternoon, so...
Where was your performance this afternoon?
At Davenport's Piano Bar.
You were there this afternoon?
I was for the Midwest Cabaret Conference.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Was not one of your formal performances.
No, it was a kind of a group performance.
Yeah.
From
your
our
mother was there?
Yeah.
And she smiled when you sang?
Yes.
That's a good mom. We got to take a little commercial break and come back. Aubrey Mumpower wants to hear the song Turn Me On, Take Me Home.
Okay.
And if that's okay with Anna Palermo, who will soon have a website. She does not.
Yes.
Yeah, she's redoing her website, but she does not have one now. But just go to the Steppenwolf website. That'll do
yes.
it for you. She is going to be appearing as part of the Lookout series at Steppenwolf this Friday at 8 p.m., accompanied on piano by the one and only Becky Menzies. So just, you know, you guys are smart out there. Just Steppenwolf Palermo.
That's
I guarantee
right.
you, you'll get it. I will tell you that Dean Richards will join Steve Cochran at 8:10 on Monday for the latest in entertainment news. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I have a few precious few minutes left with Anna Palermo. She will be, once again, at Steppenwolf this Friday night at 8 o'clock, part of the Lookout series. Your show has a title, does it not?
Yes, it does.
What is it?
Powerful Women.
Meaning what? Tell these people again. It's kind of an homage to powerful women, or in music and spoken word?
In music, I tell a couple of stories. It's just looking at, you know, women who have had adversity in their lives and they've overcome it and they're successful and they're so much stronger and better on the other side. And it's made them who they are today.
Yeah. Well, it seems appropriate for this, the Me Too time
yes.
in which we are
yes,
living. You can go again to Steppenwolf, just Palermo and Steppenwolf, and you will get all the information you need to buy tickets. Or you can just drop into Pettorino's tomorrow night, because sometime during the night, Anna Palermo is going to get up there at
yes.
Pettorino's Live and play with Becky. You're going to be there, right?
Yes.
Do you go every Monday?
I used to go every Monday, but it's been a little tough to get there every week now.
It's tough with kids. Yeah,
it is.
It's tough to do a lot of things with kids. But you love the vibe there, right?
I do.
And you've seen some good singers there.
Oh, yes.
You love Davenport's too, don't you?
I love Davenport's. It's my home away from home. Both places are.
You have a show coming up in November.
Yes.
What is that?
It's called Vamp.
Vamp. Okay.
So another show about women, but from a different perspective.
Yeah, interesting.
We're still working that out.
Interesting. Aubrey is smiling, so Aubrey is going to hear the song he wants to hear. How about that, Aubrey? You like that? Yes, he would be all over hearing Anna Palermo sing Turn Me On, Take Me Home. Who wrote this?
It's a Norah Jones piece.
Okay.
Take Me Home.
I thought it would be some notable, I know it's not George. It's not the Great American Songbook.
No.
Certainly not. It's from the Aubrey Mumpower Great American Songbook. Ben, if you would, thank you.
Like a flower waiting to bloom, like a light bulb in a dark room, I'm just sitting here waiting for you to come on home and turn me on. Like a school kid waiting for the spring, I'm just sitting here waiting for you to come on home and turn me on. In my poor heart, it's been so dark since you've been gone. After all, you're the one who turns me off, but you're the only one who can turn me back on. My heart fires are waiting for a new tune. My glass is waiting for some fresh ice cubes. I'm just sitting here waiting for you to come on home. Take me home, you silly boy. Put your arms around me. Take me home, you silly boy. All the world's not around without you. I'm so sorry that I broke your heart. Please don't leave. Take me home, you silly boy, 'cause I'm still in love with you.
That is Anna Palermo. It's a very, very distinctive voice. Turn me on, take me home. There are, as Anna and I noted before, a lot of good cabaret singers in town. Do you feel part And I, even though you're under the extraordinary tutelage of Becky Menzies, do you feel part yet of the Chicago cabaret scene?
Yes. Yeah.
And how do you find it? I mean, I have always found it to be surprisingly nurturing.
It is.
As opposed to the way you describe the audition scene in New York.
Yes. It's extremely supportive, nurturing. It's like another family to me. I've met so many wonderful people. And it's just, it's a wonderful community. We can bounce ideas off of each other. We go and we support each other and go see each other's shows. You know, it's fantastic.
Well, that's also, I mean, if people have not partaken of Monday Night at Pederino's, it's now been going on for at least 10 years, maybe 11, maybe even pushing 12 years. Mm-hmm. They'll get a sense of it there, don't you think? Plus,
yes.
They get good food. I like
yeah.
the food at Pederino's.
Yeah.
I used to do a lot of drinking there in the old days. But that too, it seems to have given you not a new confidence, because we've only met once a couple of mm-hmm. years ago, but you seem more confident about things these days,
yes.
meaning showbiz things.
I've grown.
Yeah.
It's been an interesting couple of years.
And do you find personal growth? I mean, you do have two little kids. All sorts of personal growth mm-hmm. does wind up being reflected in the way one deals with a song. I mean, there.
Yeah.
Nobody can sing. No singer, talented singer, can sing the same a song twice the same way because their life is different, mm-hmm. right? Do you feel it's gotten richer?
Yes.
Your interpretive kind of skills?
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me a little bit more about this November show.
Well,
she will be. First, let me say, I've got like 4 minutes left here, 3 minutes left, counting. She will be at Steppenwolf this Friday night, part of the Steppenwolf Theater's Lookout series, at 8 p.m. You can just go Anna Palermo, Steppenwolf, and believe me, you'll find a way to get tickets. This show in November intrigues me.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me more about it.
Well, I think it's still, we have a lot of the songs, I think, that are pretty much set. But looking at, I guess, just to make it easy, good or bad, vamp,
yeah.
Like, which is the best? Like, is it good to be good? Is it good to be bad? Is it bad to be bad? So kind of finding music and material that reflects that in different ways.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And you're working with Becky on the show as
well.
Oh,
yes.
It sounds like, I mean, your show's now, I mean, the show Friday sounds like it, and the show coming up in November sounds like it. These are, you're getting a little more back to your theatrical, these are not theatrical presentations, but there's a lot of elements of theater in both of these shows.
There are.
It sounds like.
I think my training from school translates very well to cabaret, but there are also, it's a little different too, because I feel like you have to be a little more vulnerable because it's yourself up there. You're not hiding behind a character per se.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's interesting. I know that Aubrey Mumpower will certainly be in the audience for all of your shows, won't you?
Excellent.
Yes, probably.
So I'll see you Friday.
Yes, I'll be there Friday. He will sneak in. He'll say, "I'm the world's greatest engineer. Let me in. I'm not even buying, a ticket." Obviously, your kids—they're still kind of on the young side. They know what mom does, and that your son was singing with you.
They will be there Friday night.
Really?
My oldest has seen me once. Luca has—he's only seen me at Pederino's.
Yeah.
So this is the first time. He'll see me do a full show.
How old is Luca?
He's 6.
Nothing like taking a kid in a saloon on a Sunday afternoon, I'll tell you that. Luca will be hooked forever.
Yes.
Anna Palermo, it's great to see you again. It's very interesting to follow the course of your career here, where your grandmother was once a jazz singer in the very clubs and walking the very streets mm-hmm. that you're walking, sort of following in her footsteps. I look forward to hearing more of you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on. It's great to see you.
It's nice to see these new studios, too.
Yes, they're gorgeous.
Everybody here is like, oh, my God. Even Ann Burke is like, oh, my God, look at that view. Oh, my God, look at that view.